that treifa. Hainu musakenis, that a treifa is a musakenis, means even though the animal's alive, still you can't eat it. It's also, if salichta rechmanatatara say, chelav nevela yiyas lecho melocha, for chelav treifa loitachlu. Let the potter say like this, the chelav nevela, it's mutabano, and the chelav of a treifa you can't eat. And via no, I mean, I would know. Oma mechayim. Madr, you tell him now treifa means when the animal is still alive. Oma mechayim. Also, you say treifa chalal is the chalav, even though the animal is a musakenis, but still alive. The you say treifa is chal upon the chalav, is soliachanisimi boy. Avada, once the animal is dead, mamish, avada, the you say nevela would also be chal. So, what's the policy have to say it this way for? Let us just say it. A chelav nevela, and then a chelav treifa techlu. Elo, the diak is, mi de kos of rachmona. Nevela, since the pasuk has to also say the word nevela, mechlal de treifa, lav hainu musakenis. It's mashma that a treifa is not a musakenis. A treifa is also only after it dies. But a musakenis, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with musakenis, so you'll not eat it. The Rashi says, "This is about what treifa. Hainu musakenis. The licht of Rachmona chelav nevela yos lechom locha. Lashmin and the loy metame chelav mishum nevela. It has no tumas nevela. The lishtot miyazoros and does not say the yisra chilo. Over chelav treifa musakenis lechud the licht of loytoichlo lashminim. The chal is the musakenis al yisra chelav. For no yadanu the koshker nechimaisa was an amis nevela b'chalalei. So what did the second pasuk for?" Elamai must mean that when it's a musakenis, when the animal's alive, there's no issa, you'll not eat it then. And if I'm if it's a treifa, it's a treifa. But when it's not a treifa, just on being a musakenis, there's nothing wrong with a musakenis. When it's a musakenis, you still not eat. Yeah. Smurah says no. Maskiv lo ma baravashi, fidilma me bilyerva me mlachwili, I'll tell you, hainu treifa, hainu musakenis. Maybe a treifa is the same thing as a musakenis. But in the chanami, when an animal is dying away, it has lach like a treifa, it's also teeth, a shechita doesn't help anymore. Ayu the karma, that he just got finished saying, that if so, nevela the cost of rachmona lomali, what is the pasuk have to say by a chelev? Why do you have to say also nevela loy toichlu? Why is the pasuk have to say v'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, together loy toichlu? What do you have to have chelev nevela for? So because of Lomali, I tell you, lahach nevela tlayas yomikoich musakenis. Then the case where nevela comes about where it was not a musakenis. The chiddush is in the case where the animal was not sick before it died, and it just died. That chiddush was not a musakenis before; it just became a nevela now. So maybe the is nevela would not be chal. Ve'chidam, where is there a case like this? Shasol gistero. Let's say the guy took a knife and just chopped it in two pieces. That he did not make a shechita, and it was not sick before, and he just made it a gistero. So in such a case, I need a chiddush to say that the lav of nevela is chal on the yisra chelev. So maybe the pasuk is like this. Rashi says, "We're going to show gistero for a daima fachesses. The other perakam or so gistero nevela." The zuloi it would not is not a musakenis before it became a nevela. V'yisrach lashmina the teichel is nevela is the chelav. That's the chiddush over here. You cut into two pieces. Samura says no. Hasam nami there also. Yev should loyhevi musakenis puto mekame delifsuk leruba. Even before you cut it mamish halfway down, his zikha was a musakenis already. Zikha had a thought to die like. Says so. If you tell me now musakenis is also. So pshita the yisra nevela would also be chal. Yeah. So kids, it is the proof to say that since you need a pasuk of a nevela, it's a right that calls them on the animals alive, there's no issa. No matter how sick, no matter how much it's about to die, but as long as you make a shechita before it dies, the animal's muta b'achila. The only time it's also is either it became a real treifa, or else where it became a nevela died. If you need a pasuk in both cases, the chelav of a nevela and the chelav of a treifa is like teichlo. For Yiboyisem, another teretz is like this. Yiboyisem came from Seoul, Lame, let the pasuk say chelav nevela utreifa. Let the pasuk say the chelav of a nevela and a treifa. Chelav, chelav, lomeli. Why does the pasuk say twice chelav, chelav? Just should have said once chelav nevela treifa leteichlu. What's the double lashon of chelav nevela and chelav treifa? Yet lomeli zui shein chelba cholik mepsara. Mashmon of these two cases is that the chelav is not different than the Bsorah, means to say, just like it's also tita the chelev, it's also tita basa. Where the animal was a treifa, or the animal's in the vela, then it's also tita from it. But you should know, v'yesh toch acheres is another type of an animal that's sick, shechel boy cholak mebsara. Yes, that even though it's also tita chelev, the meat could be still mutatit. V'yezuzu, what type of an animal is that? That's musakenis. Well, musakenis, even though it's about to die, normally got a heart attack already, but as long as it's still alive and you make a shchita before it dies, the shchita is matter the basa b'achila. So that's another type of an animal that even though its chelev is kamat like it, the animal's about to die, still a shchita helps, and therefore only the chelev is also, but not the basa. The basa is muta b'achila. So where do we say that the meats are also? Only by a treifa and a nevela. For it's not a treifa, not a nevela, just a musakenis, then it's muta b'achila, if you make a kashrita. I never ate an animal that's in the veil of a treifa. He never ate a boss of kachim that was piggle. What does he mean to say like this? That he's saying upon himself, my nefesh, my son ever came to me. What does that mean to say? He never like thought about Isha, about a lady by daytime, that made him become a Balkari, so about Zera by at night time. He never had tumas of a Balkari. Yeah. This is what Yecheskel is saying, yeah. Rashi says, in Ashba said, Yecheskel komul kodesh baruch lefi shoyim lo kach lecho achitim asarim v'yuga asarim. He said like this, yeah. Ashba tumma keri, yeah. Now, nevelu treifu lo yechatu with minur, what does that mean to say? Shloyachalti bosa kois kois miyerlim. He never ate from meat kois kois. Rashi says shochut shochut shloy Thomas, that you never had to tell the shochut like fifth, make a shkita fifth before it dies. In other words, he never ate from an animal that was a musakenis. Like if they had to tell the shochut fair shechta before it dies, he never ate from that meat. That's called shloyachalti bosa kois kois miyerlim. For loy bo bepi bos the pigle was that mean to say shlo yochalti me behema shara b'chochem. His pigle doesn't really mean pigle, because pshita, I mean pigle is also eat. Yechai of course if you eat it. What I meant to say was that any animal that had a shayla, that had a yeska chochem, even though it saw the chochem was matzah and said he has got kosher, he did not eat from it. That's why Yechesko was matzah upon himself. That any type of an animal, everybody was a shayla about it, so he was machmer not to eat from it. Yet mishum Rabbi Nosson omru shloyachalti mebehema shloyhuma matnaser. He never ate from an animal before they took off the matnas kuna, before they took off the lechayim and the keva. Yeah. Now iyarmet bishleima shari. If you tell me that for a regular person, really the halacha is you're allowed to eat a behemoth that's a musakenis, even though the behemoth is dying away. But if you shecht before it dies, it's kosher to eat it. It is so highly revus of Yecheskel. That's what Yecheskel is saying, a chiddush upon himself. He did not eat from it. But early, Yam Nifting, they tell me, though I see with sauce in the derisive to eat from a behemoth that's a musakenis, it is so my revus of Yecheskel. What was so great about Yecheskel? She did not eat from it. Yes, that's another proof to say that Avad a musakenis is mutta bachilo. Now the Gemara says, "Heichi dami musakenis." What's called the animal is really called the musakenis. Some of you, Dama Rav, kol shema midin oiso v'yenu emedis. If you pick up the animal and it can't stand, it falls down. That's called an animal that's about to die. That's called the musakenis. They can't stand by itself. As Rashi say, yeah. Rav Chanina Bashalmiu Mishmei the Rav Amar Afilu Oicheles Bekias. Even if it can still eat Bekias, Rashi says sheesh lo koyach pishinov, it has some strength in his teeth yet. The chiva and deinu medes, since it can't stand though, it's called musakenesi. Even though it could still eat some food, but as long as it can't stand, that's called musakenes. Rami ba'yeches kolomar afilu echeles kuras pesura. Even if he eats kuras pesura, also the same thing. Rashi, the only commentary that even though he could eat this type of food, still is called a sakenis. Yeah. And, yeah, now the Surya, I feel like a kairos. Stand that math yachin sway. The math yachin, but these are learned this way. The rechid is dying away. Call shemamidim oisavir. They pick it up, but it falls right down. It can't stand up by itself. Fia filo vachelas pekias. Even if it could eat this pekias, still, even though the teeth could still move, that's still called the musakenis. A mekias are also a type of hard wood. And only by a cheskulama, filo echelas karis, even could eat just on regular beans. Also the same thing, that these things are called, it's still called the musakenis. Just think more before about Shlohati Beyon, that the cheskul said, he is not Mahara Beyon, so who the psukim was saying something tremendous in Yechidish, how much of a tzaddik it was. So he has the question, who would trust of any person? For like kol adam na miyosa, like it says in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that the Shemata Mekol Dov Rosh lo yihar b'yoyim. So the answer is, even so, still it's called the Ravusa. Because the Gemara in Bobasar says, that Shloisha Dvor may not dim nitzu meyam b'chol yoyim. There are three things a person is not safe from. Here Ravera v'losh and Ravi in Tfila. Therefore it's called a tremendous Kiddush, like he was not have, he had no here. Here Ravera. Now the Gemara says, as kichinu Shmuel le tamidi de Rav. Shmuel fell at the midim of Rav. Omalu, ma yom Rav musakenis. What did Rav say the loch is about a musakenis? Omru le, he said back, hoch yom Rav, this is what Rav said, hoch yom Rav. Goya vehetila reya. Is that goya? And the animals say before the shechitu, before you